This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast on this Thursday morning from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too. Hello, Puerto Rico. Hello, the Virgin Islands. And hello, the Bahamas. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you. Joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday, the 18th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center and DOD, the Pentagon, and the plane that went down in the field in Shanksville, a lot of tears shed yesterday, a lot of emotion. It's not over. Still a lot of people in this country that are really hurting over that. And, I mean, I was at three different events yesterday, and each one was a little bit more emotional than the other, if you know what I mean.
Yes, exactly. You know, we're on the 18th anniversary, but for some reason, Captain, I think especially this time around, there's a lot of emotion out there, and I felt it. People I've talked to have been feeling it. It just seems like it seems to be just as raw as it was 18 years ago, and you know, especially when you hear the voices of those who lost their loved ones and so forth. So our hearts just continue to break, but at the same time, we know that we have not forgotten. And just as we were talking about on the program yesterday morning, you know, the idea, of course, to make sure that especially the young people that are coming of age now understand exactly what happened.
Exactly. Yeah. And they don't. They really don't, because I ran into some young people again yesterday, and they're teenagers, and they wanted to know. They were inquisitive and wanted to know, because they are not being told the real truth as to what happened on September 11th. They're being told some airplane struck a building. That's about it.
Right. And you know, and how horrible that Omar quote has come back to haunt.
Oh, I'm going to get into that in a minute. So
yeah.
Well, the next segment, I'm going to play that, and I'm going to put that to bed, but I'm going to bury her with her own words. But anyway, some other news yesterday. Oil tycoon T. Boone Pickens died at the ripe old age of 91. Now, he was quite the colorful character.
He certainly was. He was actually started out, well, he started out as a paper boy, we understand. But then later in the early 50s went out and wildcatted for oil. and this was his whole life, as he went through his life, and of course became known as a corporate raider, but at the same time though helped to build these huge companies, and then also he was a philanthropist. He gave over $1 billion, we understand, over his lifetime, a lot of that to Oklahoma State, but you know, someone who was able to program and do a lot of great things with the money that he made.
Now the big news yesterday came out of the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court just absolutely buried the Ninth Circuit Court and any other judges that were trying to work against this president and trying to do something about immigration, because the Supreme Court allowed by a vote of 7-2 to have the president's asylum plan go through.
Yes, exactly. So now this is really, really important, because what this does is it allows the United States to amend the policy of asylum seekers who have traveled through a third country, third-party country, and on their trek to come to the United States to seek asylum. Because the notion is that if you're seeking asylum from, political persecution, et cetera, and you get to safety, that's where you should seek asylum.
Right.
And so, in actuality, Captain, I think it's actually a good thing, because what it does is it allows people to find asylum, perhaps mostly in this case in Mexico, and then there's nothing to stop them to apply to come to the United States legally. And so, of course, you're still going to have a lot of litigation about this, but that's the general idea. And obviously, you've seen even Democrat operatives coaching people on how to use the asylum laws to their advantage, knowing full well that they're trying to get the people across the border who have no intention of coming here legally.
And let's not forget, a lot of them have been extorting people and collecting money and making big bucks out of this.
Well, sure, exactly. And so part of this is you try to shut down this kind of enterprise, basically, and that's what the president is doing. The Supreme Court has sided with him, and so we're going to see how this goes from here. But I do think, Captain, it gives the president a great place to be able to say, look, if you want to come to the United States, that's good, but here's the way to do it. You can't just try to impose and use the asylum policy to our own detriment.
No, and they did the right thing, the Supreme Court, in giving the White House the green light to enforce the asylum restrictions, overriding these injunctions from these liberal judges, and it's about time. By the way, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, will be right back with me, and I am going to talk about that son of the woman who died at the World Trade Center and how he went after Ilhan Omar and her comments that she made a few months ago. You're going to love this one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man Kyle Warren, who happens to be sitting on the telephone waiting for me to read my little item here, because this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's Relief Factor. If you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, let me suggest what I did about 3.5 years ago. I started to take Relief Factor. I started out the same way you will, with the 3-week quick start, took it for 3 weeks, exactly the way it said to take it, and voila, worked for me. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, if you've got arthritis pain, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain you got, muscle aches too, give Relief Factor a shot. I'm telling you, it worked for me, and I believe it will work for you. Over 75% of the people that buy it, keep on buying it, and they keep on using it. So, the 1995 3-week quick start program, you go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and get a hold of that, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work. Now, joining us again, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to get into this audio, and this is the son of a mother who died at the World Trade Center, who was standing up there on the podium reading the names, and he had a T-shirt that said, "Somebody did something." Well, here's the comments that he made that struck a nerve yesterday with the entire country.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in good faith. Listen, some people did something. I am here today to honor my 76-year-old mother, Frances, on the solemn 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Mom, we all miss you. and love you very much. This day I also remember over 200 personal friends and co-workers that I knew that died. I remember Virginia Fox, Warren Grifka, and Lou Avesano. And I remember your sons and your daughters, your parents and siblings, and all first responders. I remember all. I remember them all and pray with you for them today. Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Today I am here to respond to you exactly who did what to whom. Madam, objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorists, members of Al-Qaeda, killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage. Is that clear? But as to whom? I was attacked. Your relatives and friends were attacked. Our constitutional freedoms were attacked. And our nation's founding on Judeo-Christian principles were attacked. That's what some people did. Got that now? We are here today, Congresswoman, to tell you and the squad just who did what to whom. Show respect in honoring them, please. American patriotism and your position demand it. For God and country, amen.
Now, I was not aware of what Ilhan Omar said yesterday, but we were told, at least the mainstream media told us, that she walked her statement back a little bit.
Well, that's that's what we're hearing. And perhaps she's walking it back, or at least trying to, in the face of this
of that
kind of
comment.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this was Nicholas Haros Jr. Who made that comment, and because how absolutely crass to say some people did something is an insult to our nation. It's an insult to those who died, an insult to those who are dying now, even from the illnesses they contracted, Captain, at the pile. This is just unconscionable. I can't imagine that the American people should accept anything but an absolutely full-throated apology and just a contrition from Representative Ilhan Omar for saying such a horrible thing.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Kyle Warren, folks, the professor of politics. Okay, well, the president said he's delaying tariffs on China as a gesture of goodwill because they're trying to put together some sort of meeting in the not-too-distant future where they're going to sit down and talk about this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, this could be something the president's trying to do that sort of fits into his modus operandi anyway. Here you have a person in President Trump who makes deals, has made deals his whole life, and gone through some pretty intense negotiations, I'm sure, and ups and downs in his real estate, you know, tycoon career, basically. And so part of this may just be the way that President Trump operates. And at the same time, of course, trying perhaps everything to make sure that the consequences of any quote-unquote trade war, can be mitigated. So we'll see what happens. Perhaps the Chinese will come and talk. But make no mistake, though, I think the Chinese government certainly wants to, if they can, adopt a wait-and-see attitude because they don't want President Trump to get reelected. That's for darn sure.
Now, there seems to be a movement afoot, and correct me if I'm wrong, to give Mike Pompeo some more power in the Trump administration. He seems to be setting the foreign policy for the United States government, which is something that the Secretary of State should be doing anyway, or at least have a voice in it, but he seems to have a much stronger voice than other secretaries of state when it comes to that with presidents. And yesterday we heard that the president was considering also making him the national security advisor.
Yeah, this is a real interesting development, to be sure. And certainly I think Pompeo, Secretary Pompeo, and the President, I think probably are much more akin, in their thinking and their approach. They seem to work very well together. The departure of Bolton, is certainly significant. We'll have to kind of see how this may play out. It could be a very bold move, because at the same time it may allow the President to try to carry out the kinds of foreign policy initiatives he wants to do, especially as he goes up for re-election.
Well, let's be honest. John Bolton is a man who knows his stuff. He's definitely light years ahead of most people with what he's done and his experience. But he got into a food fight with the wrong people in the White House, and that's what cost him his position.
Yes, exactly.
Remember, he didn't want to just go bolting in there to begin with, pardon the pun.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think that, I think there's just some real difference of approach and opinion. I think most Americans would probably were very happy with John Bolton and his, what they call it, hawkish approach. But I think, especially on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks, having a hawkish approach is something that we absolutely, at least that perspective, we need to hear that very clearly.
Now, something that needs to be done something about is this vaping, because there's more and more young people who are coming down with lung diseases, and more of them are dying, believe it or not, from this stuff. But this vaping process that's going on right now needs to be looked at a little bit more closely.
It certainly does, Captain. There is, in fact, what doctors are finding across the country, from what I understand, is that these lung problems that are presenting in emergency rooms and to the physicians, they don't know exactly what it is, and they don't know exactly how to treat it. I seem to recall that steroids seem to have some kind of effect, but if you have a teenager that comes into an emergency room and you give them oxygen and they're still not getting better, this is really, really significant, and it's deadly serious. And parents need to know if their kids are out there vaping, because it could literally cost them their lives.
Well, the President has promised tougher scrutiny and perhaps some laws coming from the federal government, because there's something not right here about all this.
Well, exactly right. And part of it, too, is they may look at these different vaping companies, even though they don't intend. I heard one official say earlier that they don't intend young people to get a hold of their products. Well, they may have to take a second look at that.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, Wall Street. What do you think about Wall Street? There's a rumor circulating that Wall Street can't stand Elizabeth Warren. I'll get into that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been 6 recent deaths and hundreds of illnesses related to vaping. The Trump administration is now proposing a ban on flavors used in e-cigarettes.
We're getting some stories that we don't want to hear, and we may very well have to do something very, very strong about it.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said mint, menthol, and candy-flavored e-cigarettes are attracting new users.
Kids are getting access to these products, so we simply have to remove these attractive, flavored products from the marketplace.
In Wisconsin, two brothers are under arrest for building a massive vaping counterfeit ring. They allegedly injected THC oil into vaping cartridges and then shipped them to buyers. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth.
They found an operation that really is incredible.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. That's Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Find them online at geico.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including yours truly. Pardon me. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. Now, they offer you coverage for your car or truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, a snowmobile, or even one of those wave runners or Sea-Doos that you might have out there, jet skis running around. Then they can help you, of course, with your homeowner and renter's insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency. All you got to do is go to geico.com, type in your zip code, and voila! You know exactly who your agent is, and you go from there and save money just like I did with my insurance. Thank you very much, Geico. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Jim Cramer, you know who he is, right?
Oh, yes, yeah, from CNBC, yeah.
Yeah. He says Wall Street says Elizabeth Warren has got to be stopped.
Well, I don't blame him, at all.
Well, I'm not sure what it is she's trying to do, because there's several different things she's mentioned about Wall Street and what she thinks.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, of course, any kind of Elizabeth Warren, no relation, by the way, any her tax policy, just her whole approach, I think, to our system of how people...
$400,000 a year her husband makes.
That's right. Yeah, well, you see, so she's sort of in that crowd of the very wealthy in this country. But it's interesting that a lot of times even people who are part of that tier, want to be able to tell everybody else what they can have or what they can't have, this kind of thing. And I think what Kramer's reacting to is just, again, this notion that, you know, the American people aren't looking for a socialist dictator to come to power and try to extinguish the American dream. You know, the American dream has always been about hard work and the ability to say, you know, I saw someone driving down the street in their brand new fancy car. If I work really hard, I can get one of those cars one day. You know, I can live in the house up on the hill. I can be successful. And it causes people to get up in the morning and really try. That's always been the American ethic.
Yeah, and I got one of those cars yesterday from Moss Nissan. It's a brand new. Had 29 miles on it when I got it, Nissan Murano, and it is freaking loaded.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. That sounds like a great, great vehicle.
Yep, I got my back seat back again, and I got everything in the back, way in the back, so I can sit people in the back seat. With the truck, I didn't have a tunnel cover, so I had to put everything in the back seat.
and the mileage you were telling me was
Oh, my God. I came down from Newport, Richie, 33.3 miles per gallon.
Wow.
I know. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. It's double what I was getting with the truck. But then again, it is what it is. All right. Now, the on top of this Elizabeth Warren thing, which, by the way, she said a lot of things and talked about the, you know, income redistribution and this, that, and the other. She and her husband make over $600,000 a year.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, most people would think that's pretty amazing, and would strive to want to be able to do that themselves. But for some reason, Captain, according to the Democrat Socialist, their basic thrust is that if you do that, you must be a bad person, or you haven't paid your fair share. I'm wondering if Elizabeth Warren pays her quote unquote fair share. And guess what fair share is? Whatever the socialist Democrats want it to be. That's the funny thing.
Now, what would you think if I was the chairman of the Democratic National Committee and I told all the candidates that, hey, you need to watch your language and no more F-bombs on national television?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What happens every time that happens on television?
Well, that's an FCC violation.
Every time they use the word, it's an FCC violation. Every time.
Exactly right. Well, of course, you know, Beto, he's been known to let fly a little bit with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, Captain, on the Democrat national debate, you know, the Democrat primary
right.
debates, you have to tell the candidates, okay, folks, no F-bombs. I mean, really?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah. It really, really is.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that there's a poll out there, which I found quite interesting, that says that most Americans are troubled by the messed up news media. Now, I wonder what they mean by messed up news media. If it's my definition, that's one thing. How about the media that you can't believe? You can't believe anything you see coming from CNN, MSNBC, or the New York Times. You can't believe it.
Well, exactly right. It's so very, very sad. Because it used to be all the news that fit to print.
Well, we had to read the New York Times in high school when I was going to high school because it was the newspaper of the United States, the newspaper. I wonder if the kid is still making them read that in school. And if so, is it still the newspaper?
Right. No, well, good question. Well, I think people can spot the agendas, and they realize when suddenly everything has a slant to it. And I think that's one of the reasons why you have so much criticism of Fox by the liberal media, because they truly project onto Fox, generally speaking, what they themselves are always doing. And so the moniker becomes, oh, Fox News is completely biased, but we're all over here just reporting the news to you, you know,
yeah.
That kind of thing. And people see through that kind of stuff. And, there's always going to be some political opinion, but goodness gracious.
Speaking of seeing through some stuff, here is AOC on MSNBC yesterday making a comment about impeachment. Wait till you hear this little one.
We have to do our job. And I think that once the House impeaches, the House has impeached the president. And then that hearing goes to the Senate. If they want to fail it, then I want to see every Republican go on the record and knowingly vote against impeachment of this president, knowing his corruption, having it on the record so that they can have that stay on their careers for the rest of their lives.
Really?
Well, to that really? I say, yeah, well, to that I say, well, fine, yeah, let's have those Republicans go on record.
And what has she done for America lately? Hello?
No kidding.
Well, I can't find, and by the way, I know some people that live in her district. I was talking to one of them yesterday who was down here for an event, a retired police officer who was down here for an event that lives in the Ocasio-Cortez district. And I was joking with him. I said, well, what has she done for you lately? He looked at me and says, are you kidding me? Nothing. Nothing. Now, wait a minute. He went nothing like that. Yeah.
Well, I don't doubt it. And, you know, again, the American people see through stuff, and they realize that the impeachment from the House is just anything. If they could impeach the president for, I don't know, for anything, any ridiculous
dirty nonsense, socks.
Yeah, they would do it. And the way AOC is trying to portray it, it's like there's this big serious impeachment thing going on that the nation is just going to be just going to be enraptured
by. Not true.
Not true at all. You know,
as a matter of fact, it's very rapidly going in the opposite direction from the way they want to take it.
Exactly.
Most people want most people want the Congress to get down to the business of doing business for the United States of America and stop the nonsense. And it's substantial. It's well over 60%.
No, precisely. And that's why when AOC says, well, we're going to do our job, she's not doing her job. And
no.
The job of the Congress is not to just find any reason to impeach the president. It is a last-ditch remedy for obvious problems, but they are simply using it as a political tool, which sets an alarming precedent. And this is so far away from the Nixon impeachment and even the Clinton impeachment, which is now sort of looked at as something that was never going to fly in the first place. And the Democrats have learned nothing from these past historical events.
Yeah, and you know, folks, we're getting close to the election coming up next year, the candidates that are being picked, the primaries that are coming up and all that sort of stuff, and choose your people closely. It's all I can say. Choose your people closely.
Yes, because even at the lower levels of government or county and state government, and then up to your congressional representatives and senators, all that makes a difference, especially as they start working their way up through the ranks.
Yeah, and these perfume parlor snakes start out at the local level, and then they move up. They go from, like, county to state, and then they move up to the congressional level, and then they want to run for Senate, and then all of a sudden you got them knocking on the door wanting to run for president. And again, why is Bill de Blasio out there in the campaign trail when he's getting a percentage of a negative figure now in terms of popularity?
I don't know. Maybe I think he's just auditioning for some job later.
That's what I thought. If the Democrats take office, which isn't going to happen, by the way, he'll probably wind up being what, the laundry, the rug sweeper? All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Yeah, thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
You got it. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Take care.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and everybody loves him on the program. We love him, too. Just like a brother, and he was very helpful yesterday, 9/11, and helping me get through the day. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. So Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They can't be done. We've got a long
Rocky, there they go. Snowman, Fred up on the front seat, chasing Smokey, or was Smokey chasing him. Bandit's up front, Frog's on his front seat. There you go, Smokey the Bandit. By the way, I hear Smokey the Bandit is going to be coming back in movie form, but I don't know who's going to be playing who or what. It's going to be interesting, I think, to see how that movie plays out, because that was a lot of fun, those movies, Smokey the Bandit. But alrighty, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, wherever you're at right now, and they're all around the country. They're all around the country. So stop by and see what the Pilot and Flying J is all about in this day and age. By the way, Pilot is not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and I'll explain about that in a minute. Well, heavy rain, severe weather is likely across the central part of the U.S. I'm looking at some real big-time thunder boomers right about now and some flooding out there. We'll get into all that right away. A strong storm system over the Intermountain West will gradually push east into the Plains and Mississippi Valley over the next few days. Now, severe weather is possible from the north central plains into the upper and mid Mississippi Valley through Thursday and into Friday. Now, heavy rainfall and flash flooding are possible for the upper Midwest to northern Rockies, and it would not be out of the way to have a tornado or two in these two, because I am looking at a severe thunderstorm warning / tornado watch right now in a couple of areas, and I'll get into that right now. Now, in South Dakota, the eastern third of South Dakota, to include the northern part and central part of Nebraska, you've got quite a bit of rain. You've got flash flood watches, flash flood warnings. You've got severe thunderstorm warnings in Nebraska from about Lincoln and Omaha east towards the Iowa line. Also up in South Dakota, it looks like about Sioux Falls or thereabouts, you've got some severe thunderstorms, and that goes across into Minnesota, the bottom third of Minnesota, where you've got some rain tonight. You've got some flood watches and some flood warnings there in the western part of the state. Way up in the corner up towards Duluth, looks like we got some rain way up there. Got some unsettled weather conditions in the northern, extreme northern part of Michigan tonight, wrapping up around Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan. You've got rain on the eastern half of Wisconsin tonight. That rain carries over across Lake Michigan and into the western half of Detroit. Same rain is there. And then in the Chicago area over towards Gary, we may have a thunderstorm going on right now. By the looks of here, it looks like we have a thunderstorm perhaps watch going on right now. Further down the line on the Illinois and Missouri line, about Springfield, Illinois, somewhere in there, you've got a severe thunderstorm watch and warning, as the storm looks like it's moving from the west to the east right now. So be careful there. And then down below St. Louis and down there where Kentucky runs into the mix, and the northwestern corner of Tennessee and southeastern corner as well, Cape Girardeau of Missouri, you've got unsettled weather conditions for bad weather today, so be on the lookout there. Coming over into the mountains of North Carolina, Asheville in particular, around Winston-Salem and Greensboro, North Carolina, you have some areas of very densely bad air where it could be bothering some people there. You also have that same scenario in central Alabama near Birmingham, so be advised of that. Now, moving further out west, let's go to Kansas, out around Goodland, Kansas tonight, over into the eastern part of Colorado. You could have some rain in the offing there. It looks like there's a system brewing. Same thing for Wyoming tonight. The western half of Wyoming, you've got some weather that's brewing there. And there is a frost advisory tonight up in the northwestern and south central part Wyoming and Montana, so be advised of that. And out in Colorado, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there, with some wind up, looks like, up on top of Donner. And over in the western part, and northeastern part of California, you've got some unsettled weather there as well, so be advised of that. Now, there is some weather out in the Gulf. We've got a system which is going to start affecting South Florida and the Keys probably today. And it is currently just merely a tropical depression, a low coming across. It doesn't look like it's going to develop into much of anything, but it's bringing with it a fair amount of rain, and it's bringing with it probably some gusty wind conditions, but nothing up to tropical storm strength. It'll be more like 25 to 35 mile an hour winds. So be advised that is headed towards South Florida. We'll keep our eyes on it. So far, we're just looking at showers up here, nothing else. But these storms have a way of changing their mind and becoming something different. So that's what we're looking like today for Florida, coming up in the next 24 to 36 hours for sure. So it'll be around for the weekend, looks like, too. All right, well, don't forget the Truckers and Highway Report, brought to you by our friends and your friends at your local Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Certainly come a long way, because I can remember the pilots of old. You'd go in there, yeah, they had cheap fuel, you pump your own fuel, and you go inside, you get yourself a large cup and one, or large Coke or whatever, one of their glasses, and get yourself a bag of chips and a couple of hot dogs, and you were out on the road and gone again, because that's about all they had. Now, they've become places where you might find in a Pilot, of all things, an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts full-service breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. You could also find a Cinnabon in there with a full-service menu. And, of course, in the Flying J's, you'll always find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, one or the other, but not all three. And in the bigger ones around the cities, you'll find something else in there, like maybe a Pizza Hut, maybe a Taco Bell, could be a Dairy Queen, more like a dessert-type place you have in there. But never say never. Now, that's Pilot and Flying J, home of the Captain's America Third Watch. That's where I stop when I'm out on the road. And I might add that we may be planning a road trip soon to, we aren't planning, we are going. We're going to be up in the Villages, and I believe it's November, and I'll have to double-check that date. But we're coming up there. And by the way, I want to give a special shout-out to the Rules for Deplorable author, Kathy Chamberlain. She went out of her way yesterday to come to a place where I was at one of the events, and she knew that September 11th is a day that's rather rough emotionally on me, and she came over to be there with me, and I really appreciated that very much. It was a surprise. I didn't expect to see her. She brightened up the whole table, brightened up my day, and I want to thank you, Kathy. I really appreciate that. So there you go. And the other thing is, you people out there, all the messages that I've gotten from you the last few days, especially as a result of what had transpired on Saturday night at that Patriot Awards dinner, I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. And believe me, we got your six, too, here. You may have mine, but I got yours, too. All right, coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. You're going to hear the news, and then we'll be back with her. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with this.